One of the steps spelled out in the Roadmap for Peace is an end to incitement, statements or images that encourage violence. In recent weeks, anti-Israel and nationalist spots have been pulled from official Palestinian television and radio, replaced by newer, more peaceful messages. Israeli critics say much more needs to be done. Palestinians say there's plenty of hateful language and incitement on the Israeli side as well. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
In the Gaza Strip, angry graffiti that has lined the streets for years is being whitewashed by local officials. Residents say they can also detect a change in the tone of Palestinian radio and TV broadcasts.
Yes, we noticed that it is really decreased a lot, all of these songs, the national songs and pictures of martyrs. But we believe that they should not cut it totally.
Groups that monitor the Palestinian media say that's pretty much what has happened. Images and speeches that might encourage violence have diminished, but not disappeared from the airwaves. Yigal Carmon with Memory, the Middle East Media Research Institute, says a 1998 order by Yasser Arafat prohibiting incitement was rebroadcast several times this week. A video on peace and coexistence was shown, and nature scenes supplanted some of the more militant images. Carmon says that's positive, but not enough.
These are just small events in an ongoing approach that needs much more than reading of an instruction on the TV or showing a clip of nature.
One of the most frequently cited examples of incitement is the broadcast of Friday prayers on Palestinian TV. In this clip, recorded by Memory earlier this year, Sheikh Ibrahim Mudaris spoke of Palestinians returning to Jaffa, Haifa, and other towns inside Israel, not as tourists, but as conquerors. On the other hand, in the same sermon, he directly challenged the notion that Islam condones the use of children in violent struggles. The number of children killed on the fences of the settlements is in the dozens, said the Sheikh, and this is a dangerous matter. Since both national and Islamic forces condemn this, we can say that the children go there as a result of the brainwashing they absorb. Our children are innocent, they need education, but they do not need brainwashing. The brainwashing Sheikh Mudaris spoke of is an accusation frequently leveled at the Palestinian education system. This spring, a study of the latest books by the Israel-Palestine Center for Research and Information was somewhat optimistic. The report said overall, the curriculum does not openly incite violence or hatred. Still, it noted that the principles of religious tolerance were extended to Christians, but not Jews. Another study was more critical. The Center for Monitoring the Impact of Peace said the main problems with the old Palestinian schoolbooks are still there. Maps that make no mention of the State of Israel, stereotyping of Jews, and references to liberating all of historic Palestine, including what has been the State of Israel for the past 55 years. Palestinian educators argue that in class, teachers always refer to Tel Aviv, for example, as being in Israel, but they say the maps are unlikely to be revised until there's a peace agreement that lays out definite borders for two states. Palestinians say incitement cuts both ways. The director of Voice of Palestine Radio in Gaza, Samir al-Sharif, says if Israel really wants to calm the rhetoric, it should start with its own religious and political leaders.
As we have some people, you know, fanatic about something, they have more fanatism than we do. And I have the reports here of what the Israeli officials say, like Abu Yusuf. He say Palestinians, those Palestinians are cockroaches, should be crashed. So, you know, this is not incitement.
Ovadia Yosef is the spiritual leader of the Shas party in Israel, largely made up of Sephardic Jews. In a sermon in 2001, he called for the annihilation of Arabs. More recently, one of Ariel Sharon's cabinet ministers, Avigdor Lieberman, said during a debate on releasing Palestinian prisoners that it would be better to drown them in the Dead Sea, since that's the lowest point on earth. Ariel Sharon's Likud party is on record opposing any Palestinian state. And a recent article in the Haaretz newspaper noted that the Likud anthem still refers to an early Zionist goal of having Jews live on both sides of the Jordan River. As one Palestinian advisor recently joked, at least our radicals are in the opposition, theirs are running the government. There are countless examples of incitement and hate speech from private individuals on both sides of the conflict, but the immediate effort is aimed at toning down the rhetoric from official sources and trying to build an atmosphere of tolerance, if not trust. Observers say, as with most things involving peace in the Middle East, there's a long way to go. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.